week. Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you, and happy 4th of July. Now, here we going into July. Seemed like this month has flew right on by, and I haven't heard from a lot of folks that I normally hear from on this June, but anyhow, I'm looking forward to this month as we move on with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song. I've been doing this for many years, and it says, Call Me Gone.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it. Yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Yes, call me gone. I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Just call me gone. There's no more heartache. Just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, and let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in. She's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that roll is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I'll not be here, because I'm gonna be gone. Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here.
We never know hour, we never know the second, we never know the moment, but we do know there's a point another man wants to die, but after death the judgment. But I'll not have to face the judgment bar. My sins have been forgiven. I can truthfully say that God has forgiven me my sins, and I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey is getting sweeter every day. Well, I want to remember some folks today in the broadcast. I want to remember Miss Ruby Nixon in the broadcast. I appreciate this lady. She told me she's 94 years old. That's way up there, Ruby, but I hope you're doing real well. And then I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy. And I want to also remember Carol and Ann Cole. And then I want to remember Johnny Richmond also from down at the Advance Store. He helps me on the broadcast, and I certainly do appreciate that. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and I want to send it out to all of my listeners today. I've got a lot of listeners out there. I know that you're listening to the radio because You tell me every time I meet you on the, by the road or in a store somewhere, you say that you're listening. So if you're a first-time listener, I'm glad you're tuned my way. Let's worship the Lord together and worship in spirit and in truth. Well, let's go with this song here. When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising Him.
Oh, Lord, I'll be praising You. I'll always give You glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising You. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that You give. I know that You still love me, and Lord, I love You too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising You. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising You. I'll always give You glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising You.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising You. I remember Miss Glenna Brown today. Haven't heard from her for a while. Hope she's doing well. And then I'll also, I want to remember Bob and Alicia Coulter and Cinda. I got email from Cinda. She's been traveling across the foreign countries, and she put a lot of pictures on the email. So I appreciate them, and if you can hear my dog barking in the background, I can't help that at all. But I appreciate Bobby and Alicia Coulter, and I appreciate all they're doing toward the broadcast. And Arvin Neely's wife, Doris. I haven't heard from Doris for a while. Hope Doris is doing real well and still hanging in there. And we're remembering you, Doris, in our prayers. And then I want to remember Ernie and Betty Jo Adkins. Haven't heard from them for a while. I hope that they're doing all right. So let's go right now and listen to this song. And this one says, The Wall of Prayer.
There are walls made by man, built by frail inhuman hand. that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me.
I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. If you don't have anything else to pray about, you help me pray, because I need your prayers. Martha needs your prayers. And together we stand, but divided we fall. And I do trust today that you're enjoying the broadcast. I know I run into a lot of people who hear the broadcast, but the support has been very poorly in the last couple of months. We want to remember all the flood victims. We realize West Virginia's been hit hard with the flood victims, and I understand that, and I do wish I could do more to help them. And I'm praying hard and trying to do all I can to assure them that they're going to be all right. But we still got to pray for them. We still got to remember them in our prayers. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and then I'll be right back with today's message.
He came from Galilee, a carpenter by trade. He came to build his father's church on plans they had made. His destiny was Calvary. His mission will not fail. He will build a church on a rugged cross with Creole rusty nails. This church is still standing, and it will never fall. Stand its foundation and faith put up a wall. Though the world may come against it, they will not prevail. For he built the church on a rugged cross and three old rusty nails. Stones themselves alone, anything that it takes to be the church that will stand strong when this old world begins to shift. Now, fool may build his building tall, but it will be so frail compared to the church that Jesus
rusty nails. What I want to remember Louise and James Ellison this morning's broadcast, and I want to remember Virgil and Sandra Caldwell. Good to hear from them. They said they missed me up their way. Well, I miss being with them, but you know, God's got his own means and purpose, so we got to follow after God. Whatever God wants us to do, that's what we have to do. So I'm thankful for them. I appreciate them sending me a gift and an offering on the broadcast. And I appreciate all that I get on the broadcast, because it seemed like that people are having their times today. So I want to talk to you just for a moment about some facts about a lost man. Did you not know that you're a sinner? You were born a sinner. And unless you repent of your sin, you're going to die in your sins. Because God, either you're saved or you're lost. Now you got to look at it like that. I didn't make that up. I didn't hatch that up from another book. The Bible said that we're either saved or we're lost. Where the blood has been applied, or either the blood has not been applied. So what he's saying is, we're either a sinner or a saint. We're either born again or we're not born again. There is no middle ground with God. When God said, the soul that sins shall surely die. That's what he meant. But he said, the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all sin. That's what he meant. And Jesus went to the cross and hung there between heaven and hell and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what to do. And that prayer is still heard in heaven today. Well, the story I want to relate to is found in Luke 18, and down through 4 and 2. The Bible said there was a publican and a Pharisee. And the Pharisee prayed to himself. He prayed within himself and said, Lord, I fast twice a week. I give of tithes. I've done everything that you have obeyed me to do or asked me to do. And I have obeyed the law to the letter. But something happened there. He looks over and he sees a publican. And the publican is standing afar off because he could not even raise up his head toward heaven. But he beat upon his chest and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now that's the only prayer that God will hear from you. I know I've heard people say, well, I got saved in a foxhole over in the army. Well, I hope you did. But unless you pray the prayer of repentance, God, be merciful to me, a sinner that am, and save me for Christ's sake, then you're lost without God. You've got to confess your sin. When I was saved, that was the first scripture that came to my mind. If I would confess my sin, he was faithful and just and to forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And it's lasted for a long time. Oh, I've been up, I've been down. You say, well, preacher, you're a perfect man. No, God is still working on me. But he knew what he was. He said, be merciful to me, a sinner that I am. And that's the way we get saved. It's through and by God's mercy. He knew where he was. He was at a distance. The Bible said he was standing afar off. You know, I like that song, "We're Drifting Too Far From the Shore." Hey, I wonder if we're living where we ought to be living for God. Are we living a shallow life? Well, we can live away from God, or we can live with God. We can walk and talk with God, or we can disallow God. You know, a lot of people get saved, and after they get saved, well, they just live any way and every way they want to. I told a man one time who came to my church and wanted to become a member, and he said, "Now what do I do now that I become a member?" I said, "Well, I hope you don't do like everybody else. After you become a member, just take your seat and don't do nothing." God saved us to do something, to witness for Him, to be a witness for Him, and to tell others about Jesus Christ. I don't like to do funerals, but listen, I have won souls at funerals. I have preached the truth to them. I don't preach to the man that's gone or the woman that's gone. I tell it like it is. I tell them, you're either saved when you're lost, or you're either lost when you're die. And that's the only way we die, either saved or lost. And this man knew where he was. He was afar away from God. He knew how he felt. He was ashamed. You know, I've seen people so ashamed, they came raise their head. They came and look you in the eye because sin has beat them down. They're beaten and they're battered very hard. They're down and out, and they're so ashamed of what they did. I remember years ago, I stole a flower in a restaurant for Martha. She loved that flower, and she complimented me on it. And she said, "This is a beautiful flower." Well, I put it under my coat, and I took it home with me. I wasn't saved then. But anyhow, I took that flower home with me and to impress her. I wanted to impress her. I loved her and wanted to impress her. Well, the phone rang the next morning, and the man said, "I'm not going to tell you, but one time, bring that flower back to me." Well, he knew I'd gotten that flower, and I had to go to Martha, had to tell her that the man is threatening me with jail if I don't take that flower back. Hey, it was hard to go back to that man and hand him that flower and say, "I'm sorry." Well, it was hard for the prodigal son to go back. And he said, "I will arise and go back to the Father." I'll say, "Father, I'm sorry. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you." But think about it. Supposing the Father wasn't in the picture. Supposing the Father wasn't there. Supposing when he got there, he ran into his older brother. And his older brother said, "You've got to go away. You've spent it with righteous living, and you've been on the wrong side of the road. And the Father is not going to welcome you." But no, the Father saw him from afar off. And he said, "Go kill the fatty calf. My son was a dead, but he's alive again." Hey, listen, he knew how he felt. He was ashamed. He could not even as much as lift up his head. He knew what he needed. He needed mercy. "God, be merciful to me, the sinner that I am." That's the greatest prayer that you can pray. And our country needs mercy right now. The flood victims, they need mercy right now. God's mercy needs to be shed upon them and shed abroad. And mercy is shed abroad throughout our hearts and our lives. He knew where to get it. He knew that God was his only help. And I'm telling you this morning that God is your only help. He's your only help. When it comes to dying, you're going to be dying by yourself. You're going to be dying for yourself. You'll either die with God or die without God. You've either accepted Him or rejected Him. There is no middle road. The black preacher was preaching one time, and he said, "You can't afford to walk on a picket fence, because if you fall, the harder you fall, the worse you're going to get hurt. And when you fall and you die, you go to devil's hell." The Bible said the rich man lift his eyes, being in hell. But Lazarus, he was in Abraham's bosom. And he said, I have obeyed God, but the rich man let his riches send to hell. And you know, we sometimes let little things send us to hell. Hey, there was a rich young ruler come to Christ, and that was what his downfall was. He was rich, He was young. He was a ruler. And he said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, he said, "Listen, what does the scripture say?" And he quoted the commandments to him. He said, "All these I've kept from my youth up." But yet, read the rest of the story. He went away sorrowful. And Jesus was sorry for him. He was sorry that he never repented of his sin. Hey, this man, the Bible said, this publican went to his house justified. But the Pharisee, he didn't. He did not even as much as respect Lazarus. He wouldn't even look toward Lazarus. He only condemned him. And listen, we cannot be condemnable. Hey, there's a chess player one time, and he walked through a museum, and this chess player was with another chess player, and they were champion chess players, and he saw a sign that said checkmate, and he went back and looked at that picture, and he said, "There's something wrong with that picture." And the other chess player said, "I don't know what's wrong with that picture. I don't see anything wrong with that picture." And he said, "Well," he said, "if you'll notice, the king has another move." I say to you today, the king has another move. And that king is moving in your direction right now. He's stretching forth his hand and pleading for you to come home. Come home, my child. It's supper time. So today, I want to leave you with this song here. And Martha said, "This is just what heaven means to me." And what does heaven mean to you, sir? Are you willing to face the grim reaper without God? Or are you really ready to confess your sin, and he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin? Hey, I don't know about you. I wouldn't wait another moment. I'd fall on my knees right now, and I'd say, "God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and that is the only way that you can be saved today. It's through and by the blood of Jesus Christ." Why don't you do it today, sinner? Fall on your face right now. Don't make no excuses. Just say, "Father, be merciful to me, the sinner I am," and God will save you. The moment you confess your sin, he will forgive you of your sin.
Shadows deep, an ending day where night will never be.
Jesus Christ for my sinner friends. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ for the sick. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ for them today. I know that they need to be saved. Without salvation, they'll never make heaven their home. But Father, we realize there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. So this morning, as I'm preaching to these people, I trust that God, someone will repent of their sin before it's everlasting too late. I pray for my sick folk and those that are aged and unable to get out and go to the house of God. I pray that this broadcast will be their church time. They worship together with me in spirit and in truth. I thank you for every word I've said. I pray you'll use it for your edification. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.